Hey, y'all. It's me, Coach MJ. Excited to be here with y'all today. This all afternoon, really. We got three calls with me today. Coach Christy is here with us. I have to remember, there we go, promote to panelist. There we go, Coach Christy. Coach Christy is in the chat and in the Q&A. And she will be typing in all caps because that's how she rolls. Here, I had made some notes. I'll move this over so it doesn't like get in the way. All right. It has been a good day so far. If you joined Corinne earlier today, you had weight loss coaching. Right now, I'm doing a 30-day planning call. So if you are brand new to the membership, we want you to attend this call within the first 30 days of joining No BS. And if you just need a swift kick in the ass to get your butt in gear, you're in the right place. Then later today, in like an hour and a half, I am doing a call about accountability groups and how to encourage each other and not just be sweet. Because a lot of us are so sweet and we don't want to call our accountability groups out on their bullshit. And so we find that our groups aren't very accountable to one another. So we're going to be talking about how to do that. And then later this afternoon at 3 Central, yes, if you are going to virtual camp, I'm going to be talking to all of y'all about how to get virtual camp ready. The link is on our website, nobswoman.com, on the camp homepage if you are signed up for virtual camp. I'm Coach MJ. I am the director of the member journey here at NoBS, and I am very excited to have you with us. If you like to read along, you can click on the CC button on your screen, depending on what device you're listening to. Click on it and the captions will pop up as I talk so that you don't miss a thing. You don't miss a thing. So I'd love to know who is on the calls with me. Kelly says Corinne's coaching was awesome this morning. Corinne's coaching is always awesome. Always awesome. So she is a pretty damn good coach, I have to say. So, all right. There is a reactions button at the bottom of your screen. I want to know members who have been here less than 1 month or less. You're in your first 30 days of membership. Give me a thumbs up, a celebration, a heart, something to let me know. Oh my gosh, welcome. So excited. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Good job. What about if you've I'm just checking my microphone. No, let's see. It says, you know what? It's up high. Let me pull it down. Is that better? Can you hear me better? Can you hear me a little bit better?
Thank you.
I was standing up for a call on Friday or Thursday. So anyway, if you've been here less than 2 weeks, give me a thumbs up. Less than 2 weeks. Few of you here, a few of you. All right. If this is your first live call ever that you've come to, the first time you've given me a thumbs up or something, 5 weeks, Caroline. Oh, Shannon is 1 week in. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yes. Thank you, Christy. On the chat, make sure it's set to everyone so everyone can hear you. I'm going to stand up actually and move this microphone a little closer. Hold on. Pay no attention to my boobs that are now currently in your face. Uh-oh, this stuff on. Don't you just love live calls? There you go. Good armpit shot of Coach MJ. All right, we're going to talk about a lot of things on this call. First of all, we're going to talk a lot about how you find help, where you find help, who is here to help you. And basically just the way that we think in No BS. So if you've been on diets, like all of us were, and we all found Corinne in the past, you come with a lot of diet ideas, thoughts about how you've lost weight in the past, how you think you have to lose weight now. We just do it a little bit differently in No BS. So we want to give you the opportunity to sort of see where our minds are at in this process so that you can be amazing No BS women, and you can lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve, which is our goal for every woman here at No BS. So I am going to share my screen. Sharing the screen, sharing the screen. All right. Keynote. Here we go. 30-day success plan. So this works. I don't care if you're here for a reboot, a restart, a you know, whatever. Or if you are wanting to, I'm not Korean. I should change my name. I'll do that in a minute. Whether you've been here forever and you're just wanting a reboot, or if you just joined and you're like, I'm trying to figure out my first 30 days, MJ, please help me. That's exactly what we're going to do today. It's exactly what we're going to do. So let's get after it. So when you join No BS, all you need is a little bit of belief. So a lot of times when people say belief, they think that they need to believe that they will get to their goal weight, that they will lose all of their weight. And they start trying to figure out what that version of them looks like. But in No BS, we do it a little bit differently. We want you to just believe in small little things. And we do not spend time in our past about just stuff that did not work. Your ability to lose your weight this month, today, this week, has nothing at all to do with what happened in the past. It just doesn't. You're a different person today. Think about it. You used to poop in a diaper. You don't do that anymore. That part is behind you. If you just always sat around thinking, well, I just poop in a diaper. That's the way it's always been. Guess I got to keep going. We'd all be sitting around pooping in a diaper. We change. The person you were when you were 18 and doing Weight Watchers or the cabbage diet, you're so different now. We don't need to look at that version of you and see if they failed or succeeded in weight loss in the past. What you think about and do today, this week, this hour, this next, you know, meal is what is going to impact tomorrow's results. Susan Powder that told us, you know, fat created fat, fat was bad. And you did that for so long. We were all eating, you know, snack wells and didn't lose weight. Hell, they don't even sell snack wells anymore. We're in the clear. I don't think they do. Maybe they do. I don't know. But anyway, what Susan Powder told us is not what is going to determine if we will or will not be successful in weight loss this time. It's what we do, what we think about, the decisions we make today, right now. When you first join No BS, or when you're like deciding to put on the albatross of weight loss one more time, I remember the hardest conversation was to have that one, because I had decided when I found Corinne, I was just going to be fat and happy. I was going to figure out what that looked like because I could not diet another time. I was like, I am done. I will never go on a diet again. And I remember having the conversation of like, I know that I said I was never going to do this again, but I'm going to do it one more time. Just, I got one more left in me. And so I had all those diet thoughts too. Just like you have, I'm a failure. I'm not good at weight loss. I'm never going to be able to figure this out. I know exactly how that feels. I was right there with you. And when I started, I just kept saying, you know, I just keep messing up. I just keep messing up. I cannot get this right. Instead, you could think it takes time to get good at things. We give ourselves compassion when we learn how to ride a bike. I'm giving my little puppy dog compassion when he pees in the house because he keeps messing up. And then I remind my own self, he's going to get good at it. It just takes some time. It takes some practice. He'll get better. This can't work for me. You might be thinking, listen, if I have done cartwheels and stood on my head and done backflips and pantry purges and all that kind of stuff, there is no way that the four basics can work for me. Instead, you could think, I could be wrong about that. There's a lot of people in No BS that were wrong, that probably thought the same thing I am. They were wrong. Maybe I'm wrong too. What if I don't lose all my weight? This, y'all, is a throwaway thought. It ain't gonna help you get a place. It's not gonna help you get anywhere. Again, focusing on that version of you, that's at her goal weight. We haven't met her yet. We do not know the habits she creates, the food she's eating, what she's doing or not doing with her time. Let's not worry about that. We'll throw it away. It's just not the best use of your thinking right now. I'll probably screw up like last time. I'm here to let you in on a little secret. You will make mistakes and no BS. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. I just left church. There's only one person that was perfect, right? You're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes. I still overeat. I still don't get my water in some days. I make mistakes. Corinne makes mistakes. Coach Christy makes mistakes. But what is going to be different this time is you're going to use your mistakes and learn from them. Figure out what happened instead of just quitting over them. It's going to take so long to lose your weight. When you sit around thinking it's going to take so long, it keeps you out of action to get going where you want to go. Every day that you keep going makes your journey one day shorter. And I think too, one thing I hardly ever talk about, I don't think I've ever talked about on this call. Let's say that, you know, I just keep messing up as your thought. Like that's the one your brain keeps trying to take you back to. And then you're on this call and you're like, I love what MJ said. It just takes time to get good at things. I'm going to give myself a little bit of compassion. It just takes time. When you make that decision to switch that thought to it just takes time to get good at things, does that mean I just keep messing up disappears? No. It comes back all the time. And then you have to keep reminding yourself, I'm messing up. Everybody does. I'm not perfect. It just takes time to get good at things. And then maybe 5 minutes later or 5 days later, you hear, you just keep messing this up, girl. That's when you say, you know what, though? Of course I am. Just take some time to get good at things. I always equate this to, like, if you've ever had a toddler, or God bless, I got this puppy, or a niece, or a nephew, or a friend, and you've taken them to the Walmart or to the grocery store or wherever it is, little kid or a little puppy, and they jerk away from you and run out in that parking lot, you go get them and you bring them back to safety. And if they do it again, you go get them again and you bring them back to safety. And if they do it again, you go back. There never is a time that you're like, you know what? I'm done with you. Get hit by a car. Good luck. No. Your brain is a toddler. You want to do the same thing. You want to go get it and bring it back as many times as it takes. They're going to jerk away. Go rogue thought. You're like, all right, it just takes time, but I just keep messing up. I know, but it takes time. But every time you mess up, that's right. But it just takes time to get good at things. I'm going to keep going until I get good at it. All right. Next. Oops. My computer is not frozen. Oh, there we go. You might not be confident in your goal. I've never been there. It's been so long since I've been there. You don't need to be confident in your goal. You lose weight one bite at a time, one meal at a time, one glass of water at a time, one ask coach's question at a time. Can you believe in little tiny things, just the smallest of things at first? For your food, can you believe you're just slow down today eating at dinner? This last week, the membership did the halftime method. Could you believe you just serve yourself half and wait 10 minutes and then see what happens? If you're still hungry, you go back and eat. Can you believe if you are a card-carrying member of the Clean Plate Club, can you believe you just leave one bite behind today? Just to practice not cleaning your plate maybe every time. For planning, can you believe that you'll at least use our planner and see if you like it? You may or may not. There are tons of ways to plan. We have a really good planner. Can you just, instead of saying, well, I've never been a planner. Doesn't matter what you've been. It's who are you becoming? Can you believe you'll just write down your food in our planner, see what happens? If you're not ready to plan your entire day, can you believe that you'll plan at least one meal a day, one snack a day, whatever it is, to get used to following plan, and then you can build on that? Can you just believe that today? And for the course, can you believe that you'll learn something new? Maybe I will hear something I've never heard before. Can you believe that you're going to at least try some of the stuff Corinne is asking you to do? Just try it. See what happens. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable, and doable means you do shit. That's the truth. If you notice you're writing your plan and you just keep going off your plan, it's not doable. Time to get really honest about what you want to eat, what you are eating. And so often people are like, I go to McDonald's 3 times a day. There is no way I'm going to be able to plan McDonald's and lose weight. But I'm here to tell you that's exactly how it works. Imagine every day McDonald's, Big Mac, fry, and a Coke. Or who are we kidding? It's always a Diet Coke, right? That's going to be the thing, right? You order that, you write it on your plan every single day, and you pull up to McDonald's coming in hot at lunch, and that damn ice cream machine is finally working for the first time in who, God knows when, who knows? In that moment, you say, you did not plan for ice cream today. You just saved yourself some ice cream. You just saved yourself an ice cream. You're like, okay, if they fixed it today, they'll fix it again. I did not plan for that. I'm not going to have that today. It's all about learning how to keep those promises to yourself. I don't know why this keynote is like, bitch, no, I am not changing keynote. There we go. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief that you build in your ability to do the things. You start to think things might be a little bit easier than you originally thought. When things feel easy, you want to do more, and that's where momentum is created. I mean, think about, like, you know, in the mornings, who wants to get out of bed? Hardly no one ever. And then you're like laying in the bed. You're like, oh my God, I don't want to get up. I'm having to go back to work today. Tomorrow is Monday. I don't want to go back to work, whatever it is. And then your bladder is the, you know, the thing that spurs you out of the bed. Then you go to the bathroom and you're like, well, I'm already up. May as well brush my teeth. Oh, I smell the coffee. Might as well go get a cup. Those little things build up. Pretty soon you're out the door and sitting at your desk again. It's all because you decided to do one thing. You might be thinking that small things are not good enough. Crashing and burning is really what's not good enough. Doing nothing is what's not good enough. Sitting around thinking about what you are going to do, or you're fixing to do, or you're about to do, is not going to get you weight loss. But when you do something tiny, little things, they feel easy, and that's where weight loss comes, that lasts finally. So we're going to use your guide. If you do not have a guide, it is fine. I failed to mention the guide at the beginning. I was just so excited to be here with y'all. Christy will put a link to the guide. If you do not have it, like I said, you can go back and fill it out later. There's other information in it that I am not going to cover on this call, but make sure that you at least jot these notes somewhere, like, you know, in your head, on your notes app, on a sticky note, wherever you are. Use your guide or not. Name 3 things that you can believe starting today. I'll get you started. I can listen to an OBS weight loss course for 5 minutes instead of talking myself out of it. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of thinking about what I should be doing to lose weight. I'm going to hear things I don't think I can do, but I'm going to try them anyway. What are some things you can believe today? Anybody want to share what they can do today? I'm still on the halftime method. So we picked up Jimmy John's for lunch, and I love Jimmy John's. It's one of my favorites. So when I ordered my sandwich online, I asked them to cut it in half. And then as soon as I got home, I took half of my sandwich out and I wrapped it up and put the other half immediately in the refrigerator. Every time I do that, it just blows my mind. I love that I can do that. Let's see. I can have water. I believe I can figure out when I'm satisfied. Yes, I can brush my teeth right after dinner. Also floss. That is such a good tip and trick, Ingrid. I can drink one more bottle of water today. Yeah, Mina. Did you know my daughter's name is Mina? I think I've talked to you. I had my favorite sandwich for lunch. Did the halftime method and now have lunch for tomorrow. I know Mina, my Mina, got a sandwich too. She did not cut hers in half. She ate the whole thing. I can wait for hunger when I think I want a snack later today. So good. Like, those are the things. And I want y'all to see how excited I am about wrapping up a half a damn sandwich. It's not only do you wrap up the sandwich, but you give yourself all the fucking credit for it. Yesterday, one of my best friends, I've been a coach with OBS for what, 4 years now, 5 years? My best friend has followed Corinne like a religion. And she finally joined the membership like 3 months ago. Never been in the membership. And she finally joined. So she did the halftime method. We went for donuts yesterday. And I ate half my donut. I ate a half a damn donut, y'all. And I didn't even eat. I didn't even want the rest of it. And she ate her donut, but didn't drink her sugary coffee. So she was like, I think that was my halftime. I was like, girl, you do you. But when you do something, when you leave a bite, when you don't think you can, it's not just about doing the thing. It's giving yourself all the credit for doing the thing. Cassie says, I've been throwing a little party for myself when I assess my data each day. I tell myself, good job, and give myself stickers and everything. I love that so much. And I know I keep using this dog as a reference. I used to use potty training as a reference. If we can celebrate our dog pottying outside or our kids peeing in the potty, that is the level of enthusiasm you should be giving yourself when you leave a bite behind, when you drink your water, when you make a plan. That is the level of enthusiasm and excitement that you need to give to yourself when you do something for yourself. We discount so many things just because we keep telling ourselves it wasn't enough or we should have been doing that all along. And y'all, that's just not true. We know now what we want to do. We know the four basics. And when we do them, we're going to celebrate the shit out of ourselves. Defining success. Success is bastardized by the weight loss industry. We have been told for so long, the only way we can feel good about what we've done or know that we're doing it right is to step on a damn plastic and have it spit out a number to us. That's just not the case. It's just not the case. We get to tell ourselves what success looks like. And I was telling y'all, my friend just joined. She's not really lost any weight. Now, this week she did the halftime method and has been shocked because half her food was enough food. But she, you know, every Friday she would call me and be like, I didn't lose weight again. I didn't lose weight again. I didn't lose weight again. I'm like, you're overeating. This week showed her that. But I've been saying, you've not quit on yourself. You're getting your water. You're writing your plan, like helping her see all of those wins and what success she was having. She just hadn't found the magic piece of it yet until this week. Because when you celebrate yourself, you celebrate your successes, you don't want to give up on yourself. When you see everything you're doing well. This keynote is the bane of my existence right now. Here we go. The only way for weight loss not to feel like it takes forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding your real success and what success looks like for you. When you're throwing a party every day, it doesn't feel like it's dragging on. When you feel like you're getting shit right every day, it does not feel like it's just dragging on. It is all about celebrating, giving yourself credit for what you're doing, giving yourself credit for showing up for you. That's all it takes. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen for now. We're going to look at the website in just a minute. I am going to change my name because you know it's driving me insane. Do y'all have any questions before we move over to the website and talk about how y'all going to lose weight and stay on track? Anybody have any questions? I don't have any questions in the Q&A. There, now I'm Coach MJ. Oh, Rachel says, I drank 64 ounces of water, have been eating less, but getting headaches. I feel like that's a sign I'm hungry. Can anyone relate? It's very common. It could be that you are, now, if you were like a sugar or caffeine kind of, I'm going to use the word addict, y'all know what I mean, and you start to level up your food and you notice you're having headaches, that could be what it's from. But your food, when you eat your food, it should last, you should be about four-ish hours, 3 to 4 hours, until you're hungry again. And quite often, my hunger cues is not necessarily a stomach growl. I get antsy in my seat. I don't focus as well. I don't pay attention as well. I notice I want to jump from one thing to the other. And yes, sometimes I even get a low-grade headache. Those are my hunger cues. If I have like been on Survivor Island or like yesterday, good example, I ate a half a donut at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. Great example. I went, did a cup of shopping with my friends. Then my daughter, we went shopping for her apartment. And then it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Your girl was starving. My stomach was growling so loud, everybody could hear it. I'd waited way too long to eat, but I had just been busy. I'd been drinking water, didn't really feel it till I stopped. I did have a headache and my stomach was growling. Yeah, there's so many other ways that you're, you know, some people think like, because first of all, hello, how many diets have you been on that you had to literally wait for hunger? Like sit around starving, wait until you got more points, or wait until the app told you to eat. We don't do that anymore. Hunger and no BS is just, huh, I think I'm getting hungry. You're hungry, go eat. All right, I'm gonna show y'all the website. Has anybody, how many of y'all have taken the amazing tour on the website? There is a tour in the quick start. And I want to make sure that you know where that is. Yes, it is. So I'm going to talk a little bit more because, you know, we were limited on time on that thing. But I am just going to tell you kind of how to use it, when to use it, a couple extra like tips and tricks. So you're on the new member quick start right here. That when you join OBS, this is where you end up. This is what I'm going to tell y'all about this quick start, especially number three. I want to know who has not scheduled a call with a new member coach. Now, we just started offering this in January. So if you came before January, this was not offered at all. We did not have it, whatever. We have small group calls with a coach. If you have not, you have four opportunities to schedule a call in your first month. The first one is here. You get three more videos as you carry along your first month. If you have not taken advantage of this call, I'm just going to tell you, you are missing out. You are missing out. We want to know you. We want to see what you're struggling with. We want to see how we can help you lose weight. That's what we want on these calls. And the only way that we can do that is if you click schedule. You've got to schedule the call. I think like 25% of new members are taking advantage of this call. And that's a shame. That's a shame. If you come to schedule a call, either here or in the videos that we send, and you don't find a time that works for you, I want you to email support at pnptribe.com. Say, hey, I've been here less than a month. I want a call with a new member coach. Can you please help me? We will find a time for you. Yeah. Let's see. No, when I went to schedule that call, when I first signed up last week, something I read said to wait until you get through the whole course first before scheduling it. Is that accurate? Heather, no, that is not. We want you on a call as fast as we can. Maybe what you read for accountability groups, we ask that you finish module 2 before signing up for an accountability group. But these calls are different. These calls, so we have this big group call. This is our 30-day plan call. I typically do them. Other people have done them a couple times in the past. And then we have these small group new member calls. Less than 5 people on the call with our coach, so you can get your questions answered about how to do the No BS weight loss course. Yes, 100%. Then listen, after you watch the quick start, click here to begin the No BS weight loss course. This is why you're here. If you're a member, I don't care if you've been here for 5 years. If it has been, I want to encourage everybody and their mama who is a member of No BS to at least go through this course twice a year. Why? You'll hear something different every time. When you first join, you're like trying to get into the like, what to do. 6 months from now, you're going to have some, you may be having some, you know, like you're good at planning, you're getting your water in fairly consistently, you kind of know what hunger is. You go back and listen to it again, you're going to hear something totally different. Because your brain is like, oh, what's next? Oh, I got that. Now what's next? I want to encourage you to go through and do that. Once you've been here for 90 days, you will get a transcript book. This button will be showing on your screen, but only after you've been here for 90 days. And then every module has got a worksheet. There are 4 modules. Every module's got some worksheets. Are they good? Yes. Yes, they are. 100%. Very good. Are they necessary to lose weight? No. How many of these worksheets did Corinne have when she was losing 100 pounds? I'll give you the answer. None. None of them. She made them after she lost her weight. Now, will it help you uncover your diet thoughts faster? Will it help you figure out things a little bit faster? Sure, it will. Are they valuable? 110% they're valuable. Do we want you to do them? Yes, but do not sit around thinking, well, if I can't do the worksheets, then I guess I better, you know, I can't learn anything if I'm not ready to do the worksheets. Just listening is enough at first. The worksheets will always be here if you want to come back and do them. If you want to go through like a college course and do them all, that's totally fine as well. Once you listen to your modules, whether you're listening to it on the Private Member Podcast or here, I want you to come here. I don't care where you're listening, and make sure that you check that you've completed it. It's complete. Okay. Then you're going, even if you listen to it on the podcast, just scroll through right here, mark them all complete. Because when you finish the No BS weight loss course, we have a little gift for you at the end. You don't want to miss it. But if you listen to it on the podcast, we won't know that you've done it. You have to come back here and check your boxes just so that we can keep up. We know what you're doing, all that sort of stuff. And if you want to listen to it on the podcast instead of on videos, I only at first listen on the podcast. Listen, I was 3 kids, working full-time, dance mom. I did not have time to sit in front of a computer. I was a podcast girl for a long time. You can click here to listen on the go. If you're on a computer or a tablet, you can take your phone and just scan the QR code. If you are actually on your phone and can't take a picture of the QR code, just click subscribe, depending on which podcast you use, okay? Once you finish the No BS Weight Loss course, number 4 is the Private Member Podcast. Like a dust in my throat, y'all. You just click on which podcast you use. We have 4 different podcasts inside of No BS. One is a weight loss course, right? One is a weight loss course. One is self-paced workshops. That's all the other courses that we have available on the website that are available to you, included in your membership on the website. Live replays, live training replays, any call that we do inside of No BS gets uploaded to the live training replays. And then quick hits is like the best of. So it's like 20 minutes or less, little snippets. And listen, if you got any trouble doing your podcast, look what you can do. Click here to schedule a one-on-one meeting with our tech expert, AKA Corinne's brother. That's who will help you. Get on a Zoom with him. Be like, hey, I'm struggling over here getting this podcast. I don't know what to do. Click there. Get on a call with him. Keith, he's amazing. And if you're on any page of our website, you got any trouble with the website, you need questions about your billing, you need anything at all, click questions. That's how you get to support at pnptribe.com. Or you can just email support at pnptribe.com. But you should put your name, subject, email, and how we can help you. All you have to do, anytime you got a question, just click right there. Questions. We'll answer your questions, y'all. The replays come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. So today's call will go up on Tuesday. Yesterday's calls will go up on Tuesday. Anything that we do like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, go up on Thursday or Tuesday, Wednesday, sometimes Thursdays, depending on when it is, doesn't get up on Thursdays. So that's when they get up on Fridays. What'd I say, Christy? Tuesdays and Fridays. That's when it goes up. So if it's a late call on Thursday, we do our best to get it up on Friday, but sometimes it does or does not work, just depending on how late it was. Tuesday. Thank you, Christy. Facebook groups. Here's what I'm gonna tell you about Facebook. I love Facebook. Like, one of my favorite things in the whole wide world is Facebook community. You are not gonna lose your weight on Facebook. We literally have people who join the membership because they want a community. They get on this webpage. They are like, Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. They find Facebook. They click on it. They join Facebook group. Never come back to this website. We have people who leave the membership who say, I was in Facebook for months. I never saw a course, not one time. They don't live there. They live here. This website is where you lose your weight. It's where the coaches live. All that sort of stuff. If you want coaching help, you can just hashtag ask coaches in the Facebook group, but we only in Facebook see what Mark Zuckerberg tells us we can see. We're going to talk about ask coaches in a minute. If you want help from a coach, ask coaches is the place to go. And y'all, if you've got tech problems, I see so often, like, how do I change my credit card in Facebook? These are members. They don't work for no BS. Email support. Come to the website. Click the question mark. Ask somebody who like does it for a living. We know how to change your credit card. Hell, we can probably even help you. When you've got questions like that, just go to the, call the supervisor, right? Like, you want to elevate it? Corinne's mama's in support. Vern's in support. Corinne's brother's in support. They know how to do all of that stuff. Go to the experts. You got a coaching question? Go to the experts. Go to ask coaches. That's what we are here for. Okay. We also have subgroups that, like, we have 55 plus LGBTQ. We've got teachers. We've got healthcare professionals, like all kinds. Click here, find out all the information about our subgroups and how they work. We also have got accountability. So you can either sign up with us or register your group through us. So we will be more than happy to set you up in an accountability group. You just fill out the form and we are more than happy to sign you up. We just changed this entire process June 1st. If we signed you up before June 1st of this year, or if we never set you up and you just happen to find your people at camp or in the Facebook group, or you joined with some friends, you need to register your group. Register your accountability group so that we know that you are in accountability. We send out digital swag. We have a huge accountability group prize with our monthly weight loss challenge. Only groups who are registered will be eligible to win. We need to know who you are, who's in your group, It's very painless. Everybody in your group must register. So if you found some people in Facebook and you're like, oh, I'm in a group, just come over here and fill out the form, the accountability form, and register your group. Everybody in the group must do it. And we do like how much weight do you have to lose? How old are you? What's your time zone? All that kind of stuff. But if you want a parrot loving mama of four that lives in the Midwest, you need to go to Facebook to find that person. We can't get that specific on our form. So you are welcome to make accountability groups if you want to outside of our process. But if you want somebody super specific, you want to go ask for that in the Facebook group, find your people, and then come back here and register. We do ask that you complete modules 1 and 2 before you sign up for accountability, because we all want y'all speaking the same language. All right. After you're finished with No BS, you can come back here. We have extra courses, bonus courses, pathways. We got a quiz you can take to figure out what to do next. It's so awesome. I love it so much. You've got your training calendar. So when you're in your first month, we do not send you a ton of Zoom reminders. You got a Zoom reminder about this. Typically you get the Wednesday Zoom reminders, but we try to stay out of your mail as much as we can, because you're already getting onboarding emails. So you're already getting a few emails from us every single week. So we want to make sure that you come here to the training calendar. If you want to attend live calls, click on it. You can either subscribe to the entire calendar or individual events that you want to go to. After 30 days, you'll be getting Zoom reminders for all of the calls. After 30 days, you will be getting them. You'll be getting Zoom reminders. We also have, you can manage your Zoom notifications as well. The membership is, you're automatically subscribed to featured No BS calls. That's either, it's only Corinne's calls and any featured sessions that we have during the month. You can get all of the Zoom reminders, or you can say, girl, I'm subscribed to that calendar. I do not need another email in my inbox. Just don't give me any of it. That option becomes available to you after 30 days. Let's see. Monthly weight loss challenge. It's a great way to engage in the membership. Oh, there's Coach Christy. Her head is down, but we can see Coach Christy. That's who's with y'all in the chat. We have amazing prizes. This month is Corinne's birthday month. Her birthday's Wednesday, y'all, on the 12th. And we're dropping it like it's hot. Dropping it like it's hot. We have the thermometer here. Anytime you weigh in, I don't care what day of the week it is. Doesn't matter if you do it every day, every week, every 2 weeks, only once a month. I don't care. You're going to come over here and fill out this weigh-in survey. When you do that, you tell us how much weight you've lost this month. We're going to make this thermometer rise so we can drop the weight like it's hot this month. You can see right here, our goal is 10,000 pounds as a membership. This week, we lost 1,000 pounds. I know we lost more than 1,000 pounds, y'all. I know we did. Do you know only about 3% of this membership filled out the survey? I want you to tell everybody. You see my post anything, if you're in accountability groups, fill out the survey. We're going to have to get busy filling out. It's not that we're not losing weight. People just aren't filling out the survey. You want to unlock prizes? Fill out the survey so that we can know how much weight you are losing. That's what makes the thermometer rise. That's how we're going to unlock prizes. The grand prize this month is one No BS woman is going to win 4 private coaching sessions with Corinne, and one accountability group will win 4 private coaching sessions with Corinne as a group. There it is. Oh, Erica said she couldn't find it. Yep. We have, it's in the newsletter. It is on this page, you know, right here. Here's the weigh-in survey. Submit your weight here. We've linked it as many places as we can. We got digital swag on this page. We got everything. We got, and then you can even go look at the old ones that we did. We have archive. All right. Here is what you really joined for. Support. Coach support. So we have 10. We just hired a new coach. I don't know if you saw your newsletter. It came in your email today. Coach Lizzie is our newest No BS woman coach. So excited. She just started on Thursday. And she is amazing, by the way. She knocked all of our socks off. Great coach. All of us lost weight with Corinne. We only hire No BS women, period. We do not hire from outside of the membership ever. So all of the coaches here have used these tools. We know it like the back of our hand. So you just come over here and you submit a question. When you have a question, ask a question. You title your question and then you ask your question, click submit. Come back here. It is anonymous to the membership. You don't get an email. It's not like your Ask Coach is ready. No, you have to come back here. Look to see recent answers, find the title, and you will see your answer here. Right here, see, here's the question, here's the answer. It's anonymous. She signed her name. That's the only reason it's not anonymous. She signed her name. You do not have to. It doesn't matter to us. See, we don't know who wrote this in. Here's the coach's answer. A lot of people use this almost like Reddit. They just come in here every day. We get about 50 Ask Coaches questions a day. You can just come over here in the morning while you're right after you make your plan and read through the answers. We are all life coach certified coaches. Lizzie is going through certification now. She will be. She was Martha Beck certified, which is where Brooke Castillo, the creator of the Life Coach School, went to school herself. So she was Martha Beck certified. Now she's going through the Life Coach School. We are all Life Coach School certified. We are all life and weight loss coaches. We are also all advanced certified No BS coaches, except for Lizzie. She's going through it right now too. She's going through two different kinds of schools. So that's exactly what you're getting when you get a No BS coach. All right. We are having camp. If you think you may be interested in going to our virtual, it's in-person and virtual, in-person is sold out. You can come here under events and check it out. I got like 13 minutes to answer questions. I'm so excited. Sometimes I get long-winded and I don't make it, but I did this time. What I did. Yes, everybody must fill out the form in the accountability process. This is what happens when you fill out a form, you get a tag on our end saying I'm in accountability, but only if you fill out the form. So if you fill out the form and you put your people's names on it, they didn't fill out the form, they don't get the tag. It's like they're not in accountability. Only the person that fills out the form gets tagged. So everybody in your group needs to fill out the form. If you gained weight this week, I saw somebody, look, the month is young. When you lose weight, you come over here and fill it out, period. When you drop it, like it's hot, come on over here. We've had people talk about being on vacation. They can't fill it out every week. You just fill it out whenever you get a chance, whenever you've lost weight, whenever you come back from vacation, just fill it out, okay? So it's there the whole month. We've got to get people, you remind people in there. Now that y'all know where it is, make sure you tell people where it is. If you see people talking about it or see people winning and like doing some stuff, maybe leaving food behind. Hey, if you've lost weight, fill out the survey. You can do that if you are a Facebook user. Oh yes, using the search for topics on the website is my favorite tool. You'll see a search bar at the homepage of the website. You'll see a search bar in Ask Coaches. You can search Ask Coaches. You'll see a search bar on video replays. So when we upload that private member podcast, when we update it, we also are updating the video replays if you're interested in watching the videos of a call. It is easier to find the challenge from the computer. There's no button at the top of the mobile version, but you can find it from the general list of links. I'm going to show you how to one. I wish I knew how to like share my phone screen, but I don't know how to do that on my computer. But I'll show you. It has been logging me out on my phone. I need to ask somebody about that. Okay. So on your phone, it says menu right here with three lines. That's where the menu is. Can I do this if it's backwards? And then the menu that is just like it was on my computer is literally right here. Monthly weight loss challenge. Let's see what happened. What happened? There it is. That's the menu right there. It looks just like it does on my computer. You just have to scroll down a little bit to get to the link and to see the thing, but all of that is right here. Yeah. All right. Any questions? We got 11 minutes. I'm happy to sit here and answer all of your no BS questions. Oh, welcome, Sheila. Resting. Erica, you should see how big my font is. She said it's hard to see on the thing. My kids laugh at me all the time. I got that font as big as hell on my texting. It's bad. I finally gave it up. Yeah, I'm like, girl, I just got to. All right. So I also want to, I want y'all, all of you new people that are here with us. This is brand new to y'all. For a lot of you, it's something you've never done before. It is normal to feel like it's a lot because it's just new things. Just pick one thing and go after it though. Just pick one thing and go after it. Like, think about a baby learning to walk. If all they focused on was walking, I'm an old-timey physical therapist, so I know like the phases that have to happen before a kid walks. So they've got to find their feet first. They got to learn to roll over. They got to learn how to get on all fours. They have to do that rocking motion. They have to crawl. They have to pull up and stand. If all they ever thought about was walking and thinking about that was the end goal, and they discounted all the little things that have to happen before they could walk, they'd never walk. There is a version of you at Goalway, but there are things that need to happen between now and then. Don't discount them. Don't brush over them. They're very important. Writing a plan, learning to keep a promise to yourself. That's what changed my life. It changed my weight. But me saying something and finally knowing I had my own back, that's what changed my life. And that's what I want for y'all too. Yeah, see, Sue, I'm right, aren't I? Gotta find them feet first. They'll never be able to walk if they don't. But that is the key. Do not discount the steps that you're taking to get where you want to go. There is a version of you at Goalway. You have not met her. She got a lot of habits that you don't have yet. She's leveled up food in ways that you can't even think about yet. She's keeping promises to herself like a fucking boss when you've barely been able to keep any promises to yourself ever. But she's gotten good at it. And every time you say you're going to do something and you do it, you're taking a step closer to her. You're getting there. You cannot lose your 50th pound until you lose your first pound. That's where you need to be focused on. And you have a team of coaches who are dedicated to your weight loss. You're not going to find that at Noom or Weight Watchers or some bullshit, whatever diet on the internet. We are real people. We lost weight with no BS, and we are ready to help you do it too. So if you're new, I want you to do me a huge favor right now. Even if you're not new, hell, if you've been here 15 years, I don't care how long you've been here. Raise your pinky up. We're going to pinky promise each other something, y'all. We're going to pinky promise. Everybody pinkies up. Before you decide, like if you ever think, I'm not getting this, this is too hard, I don't know how, I don't think this is for me, whatever it is, I want you to pinky promise me right now that you will reach out for help, that you will submit a question to ask coaches. We can't help you if you don't ask. We're sitting here waiting to help you. And I've talked to so many women that are like, my question is not as important as their question. Do you know what the most important question is to a coach? And no BS, your question. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. It's the most important question we get all day is your question. Always. You're not, and so many women also say, I don't want to take the spot away from somebody else who really needed their questions answered. They know spots. We answer them all. Well, I don't want to make more work for the coaches. I mean, it's our fucking job. We love it. Or we would leave. We love helping y'all. We love answering your questions. When I talk to members who have left or who are thinking about leaving, or members who are coming back, because listen, when they leave, no BS, weight loss is still a goal. And they go out there trying to find the next best thing. And most of the time they come right back to no BS because they know they're not going to get this much support anywhere else. And I'll ask them, what's one thing? How's this time going to be different? How's it going to be different? They'll say, the last time I was here, I did not use Ask Coaches at all. I'm going to use it like it's my job. I'm going to rely on the coaches. I'm going to let them help me. I'm going to ask my question. Saw somebody post on Facebook the other day and was like, I feel like I went and asked coaches and babbled. I don't even think I asked a question, but the coach knew exactly the answer to give me. You don't have to formulate the correct question. We have coached thousands collectively of women for thousands of hours. We know what you mean. Just ask us. So many women are like sitting around, always have had to do weight loss solo or didn't have support. Maybe you don't have support. Let us be your support. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. All righty. Any other questions? I know. Hashtag keep Christy employed. Right. Nothing would make me happier than her and 10 new coaches. Listen, there's a bunch of no BS women in this membership that would love to be a no BS coach. Start blowing up Ask Coaches so we can hire more coaches. Help us help your sisters out, right? I would love to wake up and have to hire 5 new coaches to take care of y'all. I really would. Nothing would make me happier. Nothing. Nothing would make me happier than to have to hire coaches to serve y'all. It was 14. Did you hear how many Ask Coaches questions I said we get a day? 50. There are 14,000 no BS women. It's actually a shame that we only get 50. We should have 1,000 questions a day at the least. Christy, close your ears. Christy's like, I didn't mean that much job security, MJ. We have 14,000 members, 50 questions, sometimes 30. And you're worried about taking up space? Please, there's space. Imagine what would happen if you used Ask Coaches. What a difference it could make in your weight loss journey. Imagine. Imagine if you spent time in the website filling out a worksheet instead of in Facebook. Then when you had a question about the worksheet, you just shoot on over to Ask Coaches. And for everybody who says, I heard this at church this morning, it stepped on my toes. I'm about to step on y'all's too. For anybody that says they don't have time, should we check your Netflix queue? Should we check the usage on your phone? See where you're really spending your time. And I know all y'all taking the bathroom to the phone to the bathroom. Open up your notes app. Write in to Ask Coaches while you're sitting on the toilet. Put in a podcast while you're getting, you know what? I showered with my AirPod in the other day and I did not die. And it did not die. I heard somebody said you could. I was not very trusting of it,
but it's true. I showered with it in my ear. I was like, oh, more time to listen to podcasts. 5 minutes to write your plan, y'all. 5 minutes or less to write in a question to ask coaches. If I told you it was going to take like 10 minutes a day to lose all of the weight for the rest of your life, you would sign up for that in a freaking heartbeat. And that's really all it takes. We've pinky promised. You know where to get help. Christy's having a heart attack somewhere over there. Because I said something about, you know, we should be getting 1,000 mass coaches a day. Sorry, Christy. Oh, she's ready. She looked like she had to send a shower. Did everybody know? Rhonda, did you go to the same church I went today? Were you at Elevation Church? That's so funny. Oh, she's got a Bluetooth from her phone in a speaker in a shower. Oh, Rhonda. Hey, Pastor Stephen. Yeah. We went to the same church. She heard it already. Look, she already heard it. I'm just telling y'all, use us up. We're here for you. We ain't here like for nobody else but you. That's why we get up every day, because of you. Help you lose weight. That's why we're here. Only reason we're here, to help you lose weight. All right, y'all. 30 minutes. I've got, what's coming up next? I don't even know. Accountability. So if you are in an accountability group, if you're thinking about being in an accountability group, I'll be talking about how to really be accountable to one another and call each other out in the most sweet way possible. All right, y'all. Thank you for spending some time with me. Thank you, Christy, for being amazing as always. I love Christy. Christy's very similar to me. We're very similar in personality. So y'all have a great rest of your day. I have 2 more calls. I might see you twice more. I may not see you at all. Have a great Sunday. Talk to you later.